I'm John Lennon, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm a retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now, here's today's energy efficiency tip. What we talked about today was just the little things all adding up to make a big difference. And I did say that anyone who has ever had any success has planned to be successful because success is not accidental. I gave a couple of tips and most of them are no-brainers. The first one I did was if you know what you're going to eat the following day and you've got something frozen in the fridge, take it out. But don't leave it out on the bench. Put it in your fridge because it will mean through the day that your refrigerator has to do a little less work because of the second law of thermodynamics. You've taken a steak out of a fridge or whatever you've got, it's down around minus 18 degrees. Your fridge is about 5 degrees, so it's going to absorb a little bit of that heat from inside your refrigerator. On top of that, you've already paid for electricity to freeze the steak in the first place, so you just leave it in the fridge there, let it defrost. Why would you pay to defrost it? I talked about using Mother Nature to do the heavy lifting for you. All these little things add up. Where you can save some energy, make it become your habit, because when it becomes your habit, then you're going to start seeing that reflected in your energy bill. You don't have to make compromises you don't want to make, but every time that you see an opportunity, treat it as a game. But after a while, it won't be a game. It'll just become part of what you do. It's part of what my family does. We're quite energy efficient. I'm sure there's places we could be a little bit better. Some things we decide to do, some things we don't. And you'll be the same. You'll decide that you'll do this, but you won't do that. But whatever habits you develop, whatever electricity consumption habits you develop, they're going to be reflected in the bill you're going to get. Everything adds up, and it's worthwhile just getting those things habitually because those habits pay for themselves. So don't underestimate the effect that smaller energy efficient practices in your home are going to add up to. It works for us, it will most certainly work for you.